The police department is in the basement of Aspen's courthouse on Main Street. A long, busy hallway is the department's epicenter with a padlocked vault in the middle of it. Michelle McClinton oversees evidence stored there.
But I've got evidence kind of overflowing from the shelf there in front of the gun lockers. We have our gun lockers on each side, and it's sort of on the floor now, and because I just don't have space.
The small vault was likely a jail cell years ago. Now the shelves are stuffed with marked boxes. Getting the evidence to the vault is a challenge. McClinton has to walk it through the public hallway. She snuck a delivery in earlier today.
This gentleman had a sword and some knives, some nunchucks, and I wasn't really interested in showing that to everybody.
The squeeze for space started last year when other agencies swapped offices in the courthouse, leaving the police department with little room to work.
So for the last year, we've been working without any free space at all.
Richard Pryor is chief of police. He motions around the busy hallway.
This is, you know, unused space that we can park people in on. I mean, you can see, you know, we've got people coming and going through here all the time. We've got, applicants waiting to test for a hiring process. We've got people coming in to talk to the DA's office. It's just not the ideal work environment to be able to provide service to people.
Besides the hallway, the department's employees work in a handful of offices. Overall, the working space is about 3,000 square feet. A recent assessment by the city found the department needs an additional 10,000 to 12,000 square feet. Jack Wheeler is the project manager for the city's capital assets department. It's his job to identify a space for the department to grow into.
We have to do something in the next 3.5 years with the police department. We want that to be seamless for the public, and so it is a high priority.
Cramped space is one reason for the move, but the department must vacate altogether in the next 3 to 4 years. That's because the owner of the building, Pitkin County, is experiencing growing pains too, and it needs the space. So the city is considering every chunk of land and space it owns to find a solution.
We've actually looked at all of our assets from Maroon Creek in this facilities master plan. We're trying to be very comprehensive. And it's a big process.
Besides the PD, several other city divisions need new homes, like the building and engineering departments. Police Chief Richard Pryor says it's important to get the public's support now because a big, possibly expensive move will inevitably happen.
You know, there needs to be a whole dialogue with the public. You know, we want the public support. We need to earn the public support on this as well. It's their tax dollars that are going to be at work for them.
At this point, the city doesn't have a solid price estimate for an expansion, but they will present ideas to city council later this month. Also this month, an open house for the public, where the police department can show off its cramped space. Marcy Grivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.